Tony, I'm my Addy.
Got my tissue. Yeah, before I get into the topic, I want to thank this young lady. She kind of like opened the door. You know this game we used to play when we was coming up, when we was little, and we said, if you do it, I do it. If she do it, I got to do it. It's talking about freedom. I've been here October the 2nd, 1993. This is my first convention. Never been here before. It's my very first one, and I almost didn't make it. Struggling with that part with them diabetes, and I had to go admit myself in the hospital. And struggling with the numbers. You know what I mean? Don't feel good when the rabbit got his hand on the gun. But I feel a lot better this morning. Kind of pecked myself, and the sugar was like 159, but I've been struggling like 374 and like that, and that's not good. So only through His grace, I thank Him. My high power allowed me to be here, making peace with my past. Man, that's a big one for me. You know, she says she's from a family of seven. I'm from a family of 19. 10 boys and 9 girls. I'm the baby. So you know what that means. You know what I mean? Spoiled. Spoiled right to the core. My mama didn't shop for me. The girls shop for me. You hear my story, don't you? And what happened was all my role models was my brother. And I had dreams and goals, and I wanted to do something. You know, when you was little, I wanted to be a police officer and a football player. Too late for the police officer. I got caught on the other side. But my brothers, real close family. My family wasn't dysfunctional. It was just a couple of us. Was dysfunction. I had a mother, and they used to call her Big Mama. Her name was Hattie Mae. My mama would go to church. She had a left hand and a right hand. And she raised us. And she said to the boys that if you don't take care of your responsibility, you're not going to have any good luck. And when she seen us out of order, she put us back in order. So I had a sponsor a long time ago, before I got there. So what happened was, by me following that brother, you know, we did some things. You know what I mean? I didn't talk about this till like 18th, 19th year. We robbed banks. I don't know anything about robbing banks, but I was going to be the best bank robber. My position was to watch the security guard, and if he moved, take him out. Thank God he didn't move. I'm talking about not knowing who I was or who I can become because I always wanted to be somebody else. And what happened was, when the show was over and it was time to go to jail, so what happened, my mom's diabetes running the family, she had a stroke, she was in a wheelchair. And I remember the day of our sentence. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get 5 years, got a gun and so on. And they start calming down the time. I gave my brother 65 years. I gave my cousin 120 years, and so on. It got down to me, they gave me 25 years. And the only thing I heard in the courtroom was my family was just screaming and hollering, and I heard just one voice was sitting up front, was my mom. She said, oh, my baby. And about 5 or 10, about 15 minutes later, they you know what I mean? They took us to see this minister or whatever, to the chaplain, and they said my mom's passed away. She had a stroke in court. So for 12 years in the federal penitentiary, man, I spent most of my time locked in. Because I was so angry. Because my mom's, she raised me. She took care of me. She cared for me. She loved me. When everybody saw the worst in me, she saw the best. She would never let me go. But all the people was talking about her baby, and she would say, don't you talk about my baby. Because she was the only one to talk about me. You know, knowing I was doing wrong, but she always held on to me. So what I believe that she was praying for me, that I make it somewhere. And what happened was, when I came home, y'all, that prayer, she's about make it somewhere. You know what I mean? I didn't have a lot of experience in the drugs, would not. But what happened, I did have some experience. I tried something. And it was the young lady that said, hit this. And I was looking at her, and I was looking at this. I said, I'm going to hit that. Because I think I'm going to hit that too. Bottomless door. So what happened was, after I hit it, I was weighing 265 pounds. Cut up! Whew. After I hit it, and let me skip, when I made it here, when I heard some of y'all stories about in and out and so on and so, I said, damn, I don't have none of that experience. It took me almost 90 days. And that was it. I used to stand in front of this apartment building. And these two ladies just come out in the morning and go to work. And they used to say, good morning, Tony. How you doing, baby? I said, I'm blessed. And they're walking down the street, I can hear them. And I said, they talking about me. She said, girl, he been out here all night talking about he blessed. When we get off the work, he gonna be right there. But he's blessed. I say, they can't be talking about me. Not Tony here with a boy. They was talking about me. So it didn't take me long to make it. When I came in, 1993, and I came in, man, and I ain't know nothing about no detox and none of that stuff. And all the stuff I done. You talking about making peace and doing things, harming people. But the most person I harmed the most was me. Because I ended up with me. And so what happened was, I was sitting in there, and detox was one count one day, and a count the next day. I said, where they going? They was walking out. I said, where the fuck they going? I wasn't going nowhere, because I ain't had nowhere to go. And that was the end for me. So what happened was, what the treatment? They say, oh, you one of them big guys. And, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna stay clean and so and so. You know, they was rolling the dice. They was making the call. And I was sitting there, I said, I'm gonna fix them. And I'm gonna show them. And out of that 65 of us, only two of us stayed clean. One day at a time. One day at a time. So what happened was, by me being here now, y'all, I had to grow up again. And I was, you know, I was caught up with all this stuff in me. And what happened was, over the period of time, it just started chipping away. See, I come from a family of the boys that say, you better not cry. You're not supposed to cry. Don't show no signs of weakness. When I got the treatment, and every time they said something, I was begging them. They would look and say, if you're all right, they said, let him cry, let him cry. I was crying, and I was crying, and they were saying some stuff, and I was Then I got to share some stuff. They said, you're freeing yourself. I said, oh, I'm freeing myself. I was really good. Because you're talking about the disease of addiction.
That's right.
Talking about wrapped up. And when you want to stop, you can't stop. That was some freedom. That was some free shit there. So what happened was, it was a guy, he was murdered, and he was my sponsor. He saw something in me, and he took me in the back of his store, and he was having step study, and he said, Tony, you stay extra. And I said, man, don't, I ain't about that bullshit. you got the wrong one. He said, man, just stay. But he saw something in me that I've been carrying a long time. He taught me how to read and write. He ain't charged me nothing. He taught me how to read and write. And after he was murdered, he done something to me. And I said, who gonna guide me now? Because you're in here and you guide yourself, you're a fool. You soon gonna crash. A dummy. I have some men and women in my life, and I want to thank you all. If it wasn't for you people here, I'd probably be dead. And if these guys, my sponsor, this guy right here in the wheelchair, my main man, these guys teach me a lot. And they allow me to be who I am. And I'll tell you a couple of incidents. And me making peace. Talking about the seventh step, you know what I mean? Not being a bank robber, you, we take. Am I right? So when your ass get here, I took. So what happened was, she mentioned something about when I harm somebody, it don't feel good. And I wasn't feeling good. See, I'm one of those loners, but I'm not alone. So what happened was, I've been married twice, one in and one out. So here come all the experience. And what happened was, I have a son. 17 years old. Narcotics Anonymous, son. My son came to me and he said, Dad, I want to share something with you. I said, share something. He said, I'm gay. I don't care if you're gay, hey, straight or baby, you my son. And I love you. His name is Lil Tony. He come over the house and I'm listening. I used to listen to Marvin Gaye and Felicia Rashad. I mean, what's the name? God Almighty. Her too. And my son was playing Beyonce. Yeah.
Come on, go ahead.
And he was shaking.
Come on, Tony.
And I look around in the house, I say, anybody here but me and you, son? And I shake with him. That's my son. That's my boy.
That's right.
I love him. Just been out calling him out of his room. I'll be on channel 4, 5, 9, 7. I love me some little Tony. I'm in love with my son. I love little Tony. First chance to be a father. I'm his father. I told him, I said, you don't have to choose your mother or your father. She will always be your mother, and I will always be your father. Sometimes we want to put our children in a position to choose. They don't have to choose. tell them that all the time. You don't have to choose. That's your mother, and I'm your father. Well, guess what? Everybody get a turn here, right?
That's right.
Here come the hit. They called me one morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, said, we need you to make it to Kansas, so-and-so, da-da-da. I said, okay, now get down there and whatnot. He said, we found some cancer. I said, man, first thing I started doing is like, man, all the stuff that I've done, and I've done to people, and all, this how it's going to end up, Lord. You know what I mean? And all. I was afraid. I was scared. Because I watched my brother-in-law on this program with that cancer in the bed, and it tore him up. Done something to him. Not knowing, we all get a turn. You just don't know what it's going to be and when it's going to be. But when they told me that cancer, and we was going to do this chemo, and I was in the room being prepared. And I was afraid. I never had none of that experience. I was prepared. Listen very carefully, y'all. It was this little kid. He was peeking in my room. I said, what the fuck are you looking at him for? It was a little white kid. He was looking at us. He looking at him. I said, man, get away from here. Go on away. That ain't part of my story. Get the fuck away. Go. He kept looking. And I really wanted him to come in because I was afraid. He said, Mr. Tony? Know my name.
Go ahead, Tom.
He said, can I come in? I said, come on in. And he sat on the bed. I watched him and said, oh shit, they set me up with the cameras. They're gonna jump out. They finally gonna get me. They've been after me. You know, I'm going back. The war's not over. I cannot surrender. And what he said to me was, he held my hand. This little kid said to me, he said, are you ready? I said, ready for what? He said, to get through this. He was 7 years old. He was that angel that was sent to help me get through what I was about to go through. Me and this guy, this little kid, we would walk down the hall holding hands. But I had to put on 2 gowns because I didn't want my goodies to show. And little Kevin was saying, I want a gown too in the back so my goodies won't show. And we would walk down the hall holding hands and talking about the good time we going to have. And we were swinging hands. And I know the nurse would look and say, look at that black man and that little white boy holding hands. But I'm going to tell you something about that little white kid. I fell in love with him. Peace.
Yes. Yes.
He gave me peace. I held his hand and he got me. So if you're here, you don't know who the high power was sent here for to guide you. So the one that you don't like the most, you better hold on to.
Come on, Tom.
I came in one day for my chemo. His mother was in my room, was crying. I said, what's wrong? He passed away. That was my friend. I'm telling you, he did something to me. Because I'm one of those addicts that I have a network. But I'm kind of alone. I was. But not now. You know what I mean? And what I do is a closed mouth won't get fed. If you're hungry, say you're hungry. Damn it. I'm talking about caught up in the grips of the disease of addiction that lives with me. Once a month, I go over to Kevin's parents' house and we sit down and we have dinner. They say, we love you, Tony. I say, I love you too. So in Narcotics Anonymous program, the steps, and you all people, have done a lot for me. I'm grateful. You know, I used to be one of those guys that when I came in, one of the guys used to call me, he said, "Kill him!" Walk in the meeting, he said, "Kill him!" You know, I was looking like, I was going to kill up everything. But I was really afraid. Didn't know how to deal. Had no balance with my emotions. I'm all over the place. Getting better. That's the best thing that happened to me. Not collars and arms. You all know. See, I don't have no favorite picks. All of y'all my favorite. See, I don't have that. You know, I not them. I don't have that experience where I don't like you or something about you. You know what I mean? That's too much energy. Because we all in here have to be better. We all in here have an assignment, but you just got to find out what your assignment is. See, remember I told you I had the cancer, and they was going to cut on me, and I went in, and the first day, you know what I mean, and the lab rep came back and all, and they was discussing everything outside there. I was telling them, you come in here and talk to me. You know what I mean? And the doctor came in, he said, "We can't find the cancer no more." Okay, a power greater than me. I went to breakfast this morning. I was sitting there with my sponsor. You know what I mean? And I love him. He let me be me. And by him letting me be me, it helps me to draw closer to him. A little bit, by a little bit, by a little bit. See, everybody, they're not going to recover the same. We ain't all going to recover the same. You know what I mean? But we're going to recover. You know what I mean? And what I like about this, you know, the guys, you know, especially my man Leon, he got this special thing he always say. And something be going on. I was like, "Hey, man, Leon, you know, so and so and so and so." He said, "That's why we're here." But did you hear what she said? And so and so. He said, "Well, that's why we're here." I said, "You know what? That's why we're here." So I'm beginning to, you know what I mean, why I'm here. You know, guy back there calls me. You know what I mean? When I first came in and so, he was working in the place and whatnot. And these people here, they helped mold me into the man I'm becoming. Been married twice, one in and one out. Guess what? I have this beautiful young lady in my life. She's sitting right up front. A boy said, "You gonna get married again?" I said, "Yes, sir." I'm in love. At 55 years old, I'm in love all over again. I want to thank you all. Without y'all, would be no me. So I need you. Ain't no big eyes with me around here. We were standing at the door when you first come in. A guy came up and he's like, "Yeah, man, I've been here 33 years. I said, "How did you get that?" He said, "One day at a time." That's what you need to be stuck on. One day at a time. Today. I ain't talking about yesterday or tomorrow. Today. That's what we got today. We don't have anything else. We have today. Man, I'm having a ball up here. I got some people that love me. I got some gay guys that love me. And I love me some of them too. because I'm a lovable guy. I'm a lovable man. I learned how to love with no strings attached. I got beautiful women in my network. See, this group here, they would not let me die. Rick, Cheryl, Halo, you don't see me, Jack. These guys, these women, they played a great part in my life, as you all. And when I was sitting beside this young lady, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I've been here alone, her, you know, I'm sitting here, and she was getting emotional. I said, you all right? You know, she said, yeah. I said, this is your first time? She said, no. I said, oh, shucks. Okay. I need to hold on to her. I feel good, y'all. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous, everybody in this room. I want you to thank. I want to thank you for letting me share. Thank you.